In late February, Arizona's restaurant scene was experiencing an all-time high. The fine dining world here, which had for a long time gone relatively unrecognized on the national scale, received a whopping 22 James Beard Award nominations and a host of attention that went with it. This was suddenly a place to eat. But then, just a few short weeks later, it all came crashing down. COVID-19 hit, and restaurants were effectively shut down. And while many have been able to adapt and stay afloat in 2020, a whole host of them have not. So just how bad was it, and where do we go from here? I spoke more about that with local food writer Chris Malloy, who's also the food critic for the Phoenix New Times.
So in Arizona, according to the Arizona Restaurant Association, more than 1,000 restaurants have closed since the start of the pandemic. And that's an eye-popping number. If you consider how many restaurants we have in the state, the association estimates it's more than 10% of Arizona restaurants that have closed since mid-March.
Wow, goodness. And there have been some really notable ones that we have lost along the way. Give us a sampling of some of the ones that you were most sad to lose.
Yeah, I mean, every restaurant loss is a dream lost, jobs lost. So that 1,000 restaurants corresponds with tens of thousands of jobs. And then, you know, people's traditions and habits and cultural places that people gravitate to. Like, there's a lot more loss than just a restaurant where people who love to eat can go to eat. It's something bigger. And for me personally, I was really sad to lose Barrio Cafe Gran Reserva, which was Silvana Esparza's kind of upscale Mexican restaurant on Grand Ave, a cozy, small little place that I absolutely loved. Some really forward-looking takes on Mexican food, some Mexican wines. I think more than 20 Mexican wines she had on the menu there. And it was just so intimate with a guitar player strumming during, you know, vegan Mexican tasting menu. A really unique place that added some character to our city's dining scene. Two others I was sad to lose, Sherpa Kitchen out in Gilbert, which was a new restaurant that opened early this year. And it was Nepali food, incredible Nepali food. And it wasn't just like, here is this place doing food from Nepal. Like, it's the only place we have in the valley doing this food. The chef had an incredible perspective. For example, he did one soup, a traditional soup that took him 10 days to make from start to finish, with fermented greens was kind of the base of this earthy soup. And that 10-day soup, he put on the menu for $6. So this was an incredible place. The chef is Subhash Yadav. And I was also sad to see, although it's still open, Century Grand over in Arcadia, they closed the kitchen over there. And until recently, it had this corresponding kitchen that served hyper-local, super inventive food that kind of harkened back to like the 1920s era of American eating in certain ways, but really, really just riffed wildly on it. And the chef there was Sasha Levine. So those were three that I was personally, you know, really disappointed to see go down. And every single loss, though, every single restaurant that goes under at this point, it's a big number, 1,000 statewide, and every single one of them is a big thing.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about the timing of this as well, right? Because this just happened right when Arizona was kind of on the cusp of what it seemed like was a really good point for us in becoming like a real food city, like a real central place for good cuisine and interesting dining options, right?
Yeah, I think there's two layers to the timing of this. And one is, yes, we were on the cusp of, I think, earning some greater national recognition and respect. We did receive just a whole slew of nominations for the James Beard Awards. And I think it was more than 20 in many different categories, many different kinds of cuisines. It was just this staggering amount and this long overdue recognition that was great to get. And then, you know, just a few short weeks after that, the whole scene really starts to implode with the pandemic coming on. So that was pretty difficult. And then this is a little bit different, but in terms of the timing, if you think about when the restaurants were closing down in March, that was at the onset of the spring season, which is a boom time for restaurants here. People are coming to Arizona. Patios are open. People are outside, you know, having drinks, meeting people, doing what restaurants are there to do, bring people together. And restaurants missed that season. And it's looking like, given the timing of vaccines, you know, being widespread, maybe by March, April, around then, 2021, it looks like we might miss that spring season again.
So let's talk for the last few minutes here, Chris, about what could come next. Like, as you assess this year, this kind of devastating year for the restaurant industry here, what do you think could happen going forward? There is some talk that it could be really good, that like end of 2021, 2022 could be a really huge year for the restaurant industry because so many people are craving that experience.
Yeah, I think if you look ahead to fall 2021. People are going to be vaccinated. Hopefully the pandemic will be just will be done by then, and we'll be coming down from the summer and get beautiful temperatures again. I think by then, like, the scene is going to be robust and healthy again. But the problem is, you know, that's still 10 months away, and restaurants are just really hanging on by their fingernails right now. So yes, like, it's going to be the sunny, beautiful time. And also, Maricopa County is so fast growing that there's more mouths to feed, you know, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the demand for restaurants is huge in healthy times here, but 10 months is a long time. And a lot of restaurants are going to go out of business from now to then. And it is a tragedy because A, restaurants should have gotten more help. And then B, and most of all, this was all preventable if, you know, officials in government had treated the pandemic with, I guess, the gravity that it should have been treated with from the beginning.
So what do you think about the sort of status of Phoenix as a food city going forward? Are we going to be able to pick up that momentum again at that point? Will it be kind of starting from scratch for a lot of people?
I mean, to me, like, it's a hard question to answer because I think there are more important questions we have to answer first. Like,
mm-hmm.
these tens of thousands of people that are out of jobs, like, what do we do? Like, how do we help these people? And all of these restaurants that are going to close and people are going to lose their life savings. And, you know, how do we help these people? For me, these are questions that are far more important than, you know, are we going to be this, like, nationally recognized food city at this point? But I think, of course, in time, the scene's going to fully come back and we will be. But I think in the immediate future, like, 2021 is going to be more about, like, how do we rebuild this scene and make people whole again?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That is Chris Malloy, a food writer and the food critic for the Phoenix New Times here. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Lauren. Have a nice holiday.